play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm excellent. How are you, Aisha?
Good. I'm glad it's summer. I think I said that before, but I am glad.
It's finally
here. Would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Andrew Chaikin of San Francisco. I said, think of a famous current actor. His first name is also the name of a famous movie character. And if you drop the middle letter of his last name, you'll name another famous movie character. And I said, each character is a central figure in a dozen or more films. Well, the actor is Jason Bateman. Jason, of course, is the central figure in the Friday the 13th movies. And drop the E from Bateman, you get Batman, who's in many films.
Oh my goodness, I thought it was like James Bond. But no, that's great. I should have known that. Friday the 13th, I should have known that.
That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
It is. I love Jason. So I should have known this. Well, look, this one was a little tricky. There were over 600 correct entries, which is a little low for us. So I think it was a little tricky for people. This week's winner is Karina Alexson of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Congratulations, Karina.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you and Will, Aisha.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
So like you, I started with James Bond because I know that there are many iterations of the Bond franchise. And when I got stuck there, I started thinking of action heroes, which led me to Batman and then Bateman. And while I'm not a huge fan of the Friday the 13th series, I'm familiar with it to know that Jason is a character. So here we are.
Okay, well, great. Like, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I would say off and on for about 15 years. Being on the Sunday puzzle is certainly a bucket list item, so I am thrilled to be here.
What do you do when you're not playing?
Well, I've been unemployed for about a year after being laid off from a large human services nonprofit where I was a project manager in housing and homelessness programs. So if anyone's interested in hiring a puzzle aficionado, my DMs are open.
Yeah, please. I mean, because look, if she could do the puzzle, she could definitely manage a project. So I'm just saying, I'm putting my, you know, my stamp of approval on it.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you're, you know, finding time for some fun. I know it can be hard when you're out here looking for work. Now, are you ready to play the puzzle?
With your help, Aisha, I absolutely am.
I'm going to do my best. All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Karina, every answer today is a word or name with the syllable gay, phonetically in any spelling somewhere inside it.
Okay.
For example, if I said a group of worshipers in a church, you would say congregation. Here's number one, cousin of a crocodile.
Alligator.
That's it. A big fancy party.
Gala.
That's it. Japanese female dancer.
Geisha.
Yes, a small bouquet.
A nosegay.
Nice. Person who plays Call of Duty or League of Legends.
Is that a gamer?
Yes, it is. The eye of FBI.
Investigation.
That's it. Russian composer Rachmaninoff.
Sergei.
That's correct. River through Pittsburgh.
Oh, dear. Geography is going to be my downfall here.
Sounds like I'm going to have to tell you it's the Allegheny.
Oh,
Allegheny.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Artificial watering of land for agriculture.
Irrigation.
That's it. National dance of the Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
The last syllable is spelled G-U-E.
Is it like merengue?
Merengue.
Oh, merengue.
Good job.
Yes. Thanks, Aisha.
And here's your last one. Merrymaking or festiveness?
Gaiety.
Excellent. Nice job.
Oh my goodness, Karina, you were going through there so fast. Like, it seemed like simple, but then some of them, I was like, where did that come from? And then some of them, you were going so fast, like, you really killed it.
I think the nerves helped.
But you did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Thank you both so much.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Karina, what member station do you listen to?
Minnesota Public Radio, KNOW. In St. Paul and Minneapolis.
That's Karina Alexson of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Name certain female animals, insert a T somewhere inside the word, and you'll get a synonym for the animal's offspring. What animals are these? So again, certain female animals, insert the letter T somewhere inside, and you'll get a synonym for this animal's offspring. What animals are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. And to submit your answer, just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Short. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.